next week is the 11th, correct? I have to make the shiur earlier. I have to fly West Coast. Fly to the West Coast for a convention. So I hope can people make it earlier? I hope. 12:30? Huh? Well, we can't. We'll have to take. I just can't be here this time. I'm sorry. It happened last year, the same thing. I went to the convention. I made it earlier. So remind me at the end of the shiur. Let me know I'm here. Now. Next week we're starting at 12:30. Okay? 12:30 to 1:30. Oh, thank you. I feel a little good. This sugya, as opposed to the last one, is concentrated more in there's a few black gemara. So let's focus ourselves more on the gemara proper. I don't know if you have the gemaras in front of you, but at least I want to have a gemara in front of me. The gemara had the first mission, the very famous beginning of the third perek in Masechta Shabbos, known as Perek Kira. The mission begins as follows. Kira shesikua bekasha v'gvava nosnim olea tafshil. You have it in your packets. It's all there. Shabbos lamed v'vava m'beis. Again. Page 1. What does that mean, page 1? Page 1? Yes, page 1. I like that. I don't have to bring a gemara. It's right here. Okay. Kira shesikua bekasha. The first page. Kirish Yisikua Bekasha Begvava Nostim Ola Tavsha Betavsha Begefas of Eitzim L'Yitein Achi Yigrov or Achi Yitein Es Eifas called Grufo Ktuma. That's the mission. The Gemara is a Shaila Iboilu Hai Lo Yitein Lo Yachzir means you shouldn't return it to the fire on Shabbos Avalishos from Friday Mashin Afal Pishan Agorav Eno Kotum. There's no need for the fire to be either the coals either be pulled or to be removed, or to be covered, rather. Umanu Chananyi, the Tanya Chananyi Omer, Kol Shuk Amachal Ben Jusoi, famous that we know from last time, half cooked, third cooked, Mutal Lishol So'al Gabe Kira Afal Pishen Agorof and Agotu. The first shot is that the mission goes according to Chananyi. So let's review again. When do you require Agorof Agotu for what's called Hakzara on Shabbos? But for Shia, from before Shabbos, you don't need Agorof Agotu. Odilma Lishos Tanah. When it says lo yitei, it means to put on Friday. V'garav v'katav in v'ilolo. So if you may not put something on the fire, even on Friday, unless the fire is covered, that's the opinion of the Chachamim, will go against Chananya. So what do you see from this Gemara before anything else? That there are two separate and distinct Yisurim, presumably both from the Rabbon and the Chazal instituted over here in this context. One is called Shehiyah, and one is called Hachazar. What's the reason for the Easter of Shehiya? Why they make such Easter on Friday? It says the Sheshes Yom Tavo. There's no Easter of the Malacha on Friday. So what's the reason for the Easter of Shehiya? We're doing it on Friday. What could possibly be wrong? So that's a good question. So the Ran answers the question in his Perush. There should be page 9. Okay. What's wrong with leaving something on the fire from before Shabbos? So the Ran explains the Isser is Shemo Yechata Begecholim. What does it mean, Shem Yechata Begachol? What do the words mean, Shem? What do the words mean? Of course, not to translate the words. Shem Yechata Begachol means that you may, we'll call it, stoke the coals. You may stoke the coals. It's true. You're going to put it on the fire on Friday. That may be so. But the reason, the Ran is in the very last wide line, the fourth wide line on top. See? It says the time of Parishis, the Pirkin de Le'el, the Flamadal of the Beis, Shema Yechata Begechol. The truth is, it doesn't say there this reason about this issue, about some different issue, but doesn't matter. The Ran assumes the reason is Shema Yechata Begechol, and L'chora Leis Man de Polok. That's the Poshup Shah. That's why if it's covered, there's no Shaila. Right? Once you cover the fire, you're going to be Mechata Begechol. Okay?
Makes a lot of sense. It's covered. You're not going to be my mistake stoke the coals. And why is there a distinction between Kash and Gvava and Gevetz Veitha? Very simple. Kash and Gvava don't have any Gecholim. They're only coals when it comes to wood. Wood has charcoal, coals, right? But straw just burns up. There really are no coals. You're not going to stoke nothing. So everything fits in beautifully. And this has quoted Allah in the Shulchan Aruch Rabosai in Simon Reish Nun Gimel, which is, I guess, now our Simon. We move from Shin Yud Ches to Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Aleph. Where would we find that? 35. Thank you. People are very quick. Thank you. Page 35. Okay. So, if you take a look over here on the top line of page 36, it says it's permissible for a certain reason why the leka lemecha shema yechata. So you see clearly that the problem that we're discussing is shema yechata v'gacholim, and whenever, for whatever reason, that problem, that the chashash does not exist, there is no prohibition. Right? Any questions, Rabosa? We just finished the simple part of the shiur. First 5 minutes are easy. Issa Shahia, done. Now we turn to the more difficult part, which is the Issa of Hachazara, something called Chazara, Hachazara. Why is Hachazara Osir? Which means, why is it that to put something on the fire on Shabbos, we're not discussing something which hasn't been fully cooked, it's Issa Bishul, it's been fully cooked. So why can't you put something on an open fire on Shabbos? What's wrong? What's wrong? What could possibly be wrong? So let's take a look over here in the page 38. Yes.
Is Rebbe now addressing the issue of taking something off, taking something that was already on the fire on Shabbos and putting it back on, or is Rebbe addressing putting it on the fire from the refrigerator?
Very good question. The rabbi asked a very good question. Hachazara, as we shall see soon, means that you took it off and put it right back. It was in your hand, you were holding, you had it on to return it. We'll see these discussions later on. That's what's called Hachazara. Okay. So take a look over here in the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh Omrim. It's V'yesh Omrim, it's the second line in this page, page 38. V'yesh Omrim, the Koshin is Bashal Kamachal Ben Drusoi. Okay. Oshin is bashal kotzok b'tzam v'yochalo mutal ashol so agabe kira. Right, you don't need guf ktum. Who's this? This is Chananya. Right, this is Chananya's opinion. Chananya's opinion is the v'lohusku guf ktuma husak v'kasha gvava elak shehitzchel is bashal v'lohgiya l'macha ben v'soy v'chein for our purposes. And then imnotal akdeira me'oleo v'ubola achziro le'a b'shabes. This is Chananya. So the Yesh Amrim is Chananya. Obviously, the first Yesh Amrim is the Rabbanan. The Shulchan Aruch did not decide who's right. He quoted first the Rabbanan, and then the Chananya. Fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Zayin, the Yesh Amrim is Sfilu, the Kevin Shatav Shul Roy Lechol Adei Atchak, Su Lekol Lemecha Shoshem B'Yichata. Right, well, it's already edible. Fine. So then what's the problem? The problem is, the vav is cut out. Oh, kishabolach zira b'shabbos. That's the problem. Why is that a bigger problem? Zok the Mishnah Brura, the mirze kemevashel im ena gerufa. Whoa. The Mishnah Brura says, you know why hachzara is usher? Why can't you put the pot directly back on an open fire on Shabbos? It looks like cooking. It's not really cooking. Ein b'shalach abishul. Looks like cooking. Mirze kemevashel. Quite clear. This is what he says. Mirzi kimavasha. Okay. Sharati, and who said so? Rashi vihoran. Okay. Rashi, the Rashi towards the end of the Mishnah. Mirzi kimavasha. Again, mirzi kimavasha. Keep saying mirzi kimavasha. The Ran says the same thing. Said the Sharati, with a sefer ayosha isa, the lakach bin and grufa, mishim de kshenot lo min ha'esh, pa'am mishim it's tanen as ktsas, V'chashinon shema yechata b'chazaroso. Whoa. We're afraid of, again, stoking the coals. Let's repeat again. We pass, according to Chananya, if the item is half cooked, and you put it on a flame, open flame on Erev Shabbos, we're not worried about Shem Yechad the Begachol, quote the Hanan. However, if you put it back on the flame on Shabbos, even if it's fully cooked, suggests Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yosher, then we are afraid of Shem Yechad the Begachol. Why is it so? Well, look, it cooled off a little bit in the Sadenis class. This is what it says over here in the Shara Tzion. So Rabbi Ol says a fundamental machlokas between Rashi and the Ran on the one hand, Rabbi Natam on the other hand, as to what is the reason for the Easter of Hachzor. Again, Shehiyah is Usr, we know Shem Yechad the Begacholim, doesn't see any machlokas about that. However, when it comes to Hachzorah, there's a major machlokas. A major machlokas. It's interesting. Rashi, as I told you on the Mishnah, Rashi also quotes Shema Yechate Mevashel as the reason for the Yisr. The Marami Lublin in the back, which you don't have in front of you, is incredulous. How can you say that? If it's Shema Yechate Begacholim, you understand full well why a roof of Ketuma makes a difference. You cover it. There's no Shema Yechate Begacholim. Pull the coals away. But if the Yisr is Nirekim Mevashel, what's the difference if it's covered with we'll call it a blech or not covered with a blech? Here's Nirei Mevashel, there's Nirei Mevashel. He says he can't believe it. Maybe Rashi didn't mean it lahalacha, he meant that only according to the sheet we don't paskin like, so suggests the Maharam Lublin. However, it's incorrect, because the Ran says differently. The Ran says differently. Because the Ran explains, Rabbi Osai, take a look here in that same, what was it, page 9? I forgot it right. 9. You'll see the Ran. This is Beferish, Vaker. The Ran says, Iboilu. Let's see. Okay, I have to try to find it. Ran says somewhere on the page, see if it's not 9, it's 10, the Ran says that in a case in which it is, 1 second, here it is, the last line of page 9. Ibor lo hay lo yitan lo yagzirhu, mishum de shamagzir b'shabes, nire kimavashel im eina k'tuma, black and white, that covering the fire with a blech makes a difference not only in Hilchos Shem Yechate, but also in Hilchos Nirek and Mavasha. So the Barabbah Lubin seems to be incorrect, and it can make a difference here as well. Okay, Rabbi Osai, are there any questions so far? So let's chaz briefly. It took another few minutes. We understood now Hachazaras and Machlokas Gedoli or Rishonim, whether the Yisr is what? Shem Yechad the Begacholim, the Trebe the Tam, or the Yisr is Mirzik and Mavasha, which is Rashi and the Ram. Any questions? Okay. Now, take a look back on page 1. Back on page 1. Page 1. The last toast on the daf. Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Says toast in the second line. Uleman di asa lahachzir. Asr afilu b'chol l'beis hillel. You know what's going on? Even Erev Shabbos. Wait a second. Erev Shabbos? We just got... through saying that an Erev Shabbos, that's not called Hachazara. Erev Shabbos is called what? Well, what's it called in Erev Shabbos? Shehiyah. So how can Tosfos say over here in Achlam Rabba Mebeis that the prohibition of Hachazara applies on Friday? That's called Shia. That's not called Hachazara. So Tosfos makes a distinction. So they have to catch themselves. Yom Tomar. What do you mean? Friday morning early? The Omeri. It's about the fifth or sixth line of Tosfos of Beis Hillel. The Omeri. The Mishah Shalo Yuchlu Lahartichol Mibod Yom Asu Lahachzir. The last, I don't know, half hour? I'm not sure how long it's going to take. The last few minutes of Friday afternoon, it's so close to Shabbos that if you put it on the fire then if it were cold, it wouldn't heat up in time for Shabbos. That's called close to Shabbos, and the prohibitions of Achzara begin then. The Ran on the Mishnah says this is completely wrong. He very forcefully rejects the opinion of the Bali Atosis. Let's take a look on the Ran and see why. Again, back to page 9. Okay. V'lo nira li kein. How should I tell you? It's paragraph begins Beis Shammai. It's right above where it says that gimel and the beis and the hu in parentheses. The line right above that. V'lo nira li kein. I Beis Shammai. I said no. Shouldn't Beis Shammai the tamayu asli the bo bekulu malachos she'adam maslan lebod yom im yasim mixes masal shalem kol mechashecha. That's the famous vision, the first parak of Masech the Shabbos. With the whole story, she says Caleb and all that kind of stuff. Aval the Beis Hillel, the Matirim Bekulon Im Hashemesh, the famous Mishnah back of Yud Zayin through Yutes, Kedisa Bepirka Kama, Afilu Ein Shos Biyom Kedel Ischamem Shari. According to Beis Hillel, the Yisur Achzor is only on Shabbos, 5 minutes before the Shkia. It's Het the Gomer. It's considered to be Shehia. It's not considered to be Hachazor. Is it clear? Let's not give a review from the beginning. The Yisur Shehiyah Shemichat Shachata Begachol. The Yisur Achzor, according to Rashi and the Ran, is Nirikim Bevashel. According to Ratoisvis, it's what? According to the Rabbeinu Tam, Shemichat Begachol. Fine. Now comes the crunch line, crunch point. Can there be an Yisur of Achzor on Friday afternoon? So we understand very well that the Ran and Tosfos are Nechakul Lishitosom. Why? Because according to Shitas Haran, at the Yisus Nerekim of Ashel, very nice, on Friday, Bishul itself is also, Bishul itself is Mutter. How much more so, Nerekim of Ashel? That's Shitas Haran. But according to Tosfos, what's the nature of the Yisus? What, Rabbi Osei, what? Nu, Shemi Yechate, Begecholim, same with the Asad Shehiyah, right? So the same with the Asad Shehiyah, Shemi Yechate, Begecholim, even though the action of Shia is taking place on Friday, so too, the Yisur of Achzor can apply on Friday close to Shabbos, because Shem Yechad the Begacholim when?
On
Shabbos. Excellent. You do the Achzor just before Shabbos, and the Chitri will take place for Chalila V'chas on Shabbos. So the Rat, does everyone understand very nicely? Everyone's the Shitasa. Beautiful. Terrific. Very nice. Very good. Excellent. There's only one problem. The Rosh seems like he wants to have his cake and eat it too. Let's take a look at the Rosh Rabosai in Simon Beis. All right, what page is the Rosh Simon Beis? Six. Page six. Okay. It's the top of the second column. It's marked off in your source sheets. V'nirali ha'di asim ibod yom lahachzol the Beis Shammai afik rufak tuma, and perhaps according to us, when any rufak tuma, haynu ibod yom dumi demish chashecha, the kemosh demish chashecha, the haynu achashin is bashla. Nitna bekiru lahashos hasham kenami b'yom dosto lahavzer haino achas shenigmar bishula umanicha omedes al akira ad leerev lachzak koma from the tala osman akira the last minute os lachziru otu Shabbos anupshat you may not do achzara on Friday lest you do achzara on Shabbos not chitoy on Shabbos v'kula chadak zeirahi. The Keva, Dana Mispashalas, Old Alakira, Havikitchilas Shehiyah, Visharina Lahachzim Ibod Yom, Osi Nami Lahachzim Ishachashecha Chas V'Shalom. Now we're going to do Chituy on Shabbos, we're going to do Hachzara on Shabbos. Avil calls Manchelon, it's Bashla called Tzorka, Notul Mahzah Kolayom. Why? Because if Chalila V'Chalila V'Chalila, it's not his Bashal, and you put it on the fire on Shabbos, what Isra are you in violation of? Bishul. Much worse than then what? Then Hachzara. So the Chazal were afraid if they're lenient on Friday, you're going to do an Isur Kal of Hachzara on Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom. But to be Chesh in an Isur Kishal on Shabbos, this far they didn't go. So therefore they were not afraid of that. This is what the Rosh says. So the Rosh from both sides, I mean, he plays both ends from the middle. On the one hand, the Rosh seems to be saying that the Isur of Hachzara is Shema Yechate Bigacholim. The Rosh being one of the Balei Tosfos, like Rabbeinu Tam, Shem Yechata Begachalam. Nonetheless, he asks it on. Excuse me. He wants to answer it on Friday, Rabbi Osai. Why? Why is that on Friday? Not Shem Yechata B'Shabbos. Shem Yachzir B'Shabbos. What will be the difference? What if the food is not yet cooked? So Shem Yechata B'Shabbos, same Shem Yechata. But if it's what? Shema Yavzir B'Shabbos, they're only afraid of the violation of an Isur Kal, if it's fully cooked. If it's not fully cooked, the Isur doesn't apply. Interesting. So writes the Rosh. Now, this is the case. If the Rosh is right, we could conceivably, gentlemen, break Al Shitasa. What do you mean? Let's start with Al Shitasa. How do we start off? Again, Shehi is also Shem Yechate Begacholim. Hachzor is a machlok, is the Shem Yechate or Nirikim Avasha. Rashi and the Ran say Nirikim Avasha. Tosfos says Shem Yechate. So we suggest it. If it's Nirikim Avasha, it has to be Mutter on Friday, because you're allowed to do Bishul proper on Friday. If, however, it's what? Shem Yechate, then it could be, Namuchruch, it could be Yasser on Friday as well. Now I can say no. Maybe it's really Nirikim Avasha. I was Nirikim Avashal has Mutter on Friday. No. A Gzera, you may do this same action on Shabbos. The concept of you doing the same action on Shabbos was not found anywhere till the Rosh. We didn't have it till the Rosh. We had a Shem Yechate. Don't do A unless you do B. But don't do A on Friday unless you do A on Shabbos. We didn't have that until now. Once you have that, at first glance, you can apply not only to the Easter of Hachazara, or whatever it may be, for Hashem Yechata reasons, and may even apply to Bishul reason proper. That's what it suggests. It's a possibility. Now, how do we pass from Halacha? Let's open up, please, to the, again, what was that, Mishnah Berurah, Reish Nun Gimel, Beis, page 39. Actually, it's not 39, it's 40, 41. Okay. Last two lines of 40. On top it says 44, I'm sorry, a lot of different pages here. Yesh Omrim, V'kol shu samach l'chashecha, o samach l'baruch hu, shkabol l'shabbos l'didan. How samach l'samach, called Tosis. V'mu samach kol kach, quoting Tosfos verbatim, Dino kemo b'Shabbos atzmo. That's Tosfos Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Ever follow me? Where are you? You can't follow me. You know where I am? I'm reading the last two lines in the Ramah, which is page. Again, you have to get the right page. On the bottom it says 40. Times it says 44. Okay. Are you reading the last two lines in the Ramah? Now on the next page, 41/whatever it's called, Gimel. V'yesh mekilim b'zeh. Some say it's ridiculous. We should be so strict. V'aminig l'hokel. Ach tov l'hach b'mokam shein tzorach kol kach. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah is explaining here what they're fighting about. What exactly is the argument about? What are they arguing about? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rosh. The Rosh. He's looking at Ayin Gimel. Why? Because you made the Achzara on Shabbos. He's quoting the Rosh. For some reason, the Mechab, the Mishnah Berurah knew that there are two possible reasons for the Ramah, He could have given Tosha's reason, Pashas, it's because of Sheir Hashem Yechata, or the Rosh's reason is Gzer Hashem Yachzir. He suggested the reason is the Rosh's reason. We're not exactly sure how the Mishnah Berurah knew this, but that's what he said. Rabbi Osai, we now finished the first part of today's shiur. What do we discuss? One more time. Yisra Shehi Hashem Yechata Begachol. Yisra Achzor Yid Hashem Yechata or Nirikim Avash. Machlokas HaRishon. Perhaps, dependent upon this, is the Shaila of whether you can do Achzor just before Shabbos. If it's Nirikim Avash's Mutter, the Ran L'Shitasol. If it's Shem Yechata, it's prohibited. The Rabbi Natam and the Tos L'Shitasol. The Rosh suggests that the Easter and Erev Shabbos is not Shemi Yechata, but rather what? Shemi Yavzir B'Shabbos. Nafkamina, if it's not fully cooked, it never makes a Shitzera. And the Mishnah Berurah, in quoting this Chumra L'Ramah, chooses this reason of the Rosh rather than the reason that we gave of Rabbi Natan. End of my review. Any questions before we start part two of today's shiur?
Did we ask about whether Rabbi Natan is the difference Shemi Yechata when it's fully cooked and why should it be fully cooked Shemi Yechata when?
We saw in the Sharatim because it's Tana Nakadeira. That's why. Okay, took it off and cooled down somewhat. Good. We are now beginning the third and final of the Isurei Shabbos in the context of this sugya. We already had Shehiya. We already had Hachzor. Those are the only two that I found in Shas. We saw them ourselves, right? Is it Lo Yitem means Lo Yachzir, right? Or maybe Lishos Tanan. I'm now going to create for you a third Isur in a moment. Yes.
Do you ever want to address the possibility that the Rosh is assuming Nefesh Mirasha, or the redundancy of the Rosh, that even if the Nefesh Mirasha, the field might be a Xera, don't do it on Friday, unless you do it on Shabbos?
It's a possibility. I will try to get back to it a little later. I don't know if I'll get to it even today. Maybe. Okay, it's premature to get back to it. I'm sorry. Rabosa! If you put a pot of cholent, which is not yet l'halacha, which is not like half cooked, it's just a quarter cooked, and you put a pot of cholent on an open fire on Friday, Chazal were afraid Friday night it's not cooked enough to start playing with the fire. Believe it or not, Chazal were afraid of that. And if you're experienced in this world, you know that the Chazal are very smart to be afraid of. People have a big type of cholent; they'll do whatever it takes to make the cholent work. Amazing what people will stop at to get their chant. So this is the third Isra of Osai. And that's based on the Gemara in Masech the Shabbos, Lamid Ches. That should be on your sheets as well. Let's see what page this should be on. This should be on page 3. Page 3 of Osai. Page 3. It's Lamid Ches and the Beis. Lamit Chesam Adbezer, Bosai. Look carefully. Look what the Gemara says over here. Look what the Gemara says. Just as a side point, I want to point this out to you briefly. The first three words on the daf is Mavzir and Afilu B'Shabbos. So, the Divri Amoma Mavzir and Afilu B'Shabbos. Tosis Medayak, not Lushan. Mavzir and Afilu B'Shabbos. That the problem of Achzor applies even on Friday. Even B'Shabbos means even an issue on Friday. Rashi got out of it, the top Rashi. B'yom Afilu B'Shabbos, B'yom HaMachros. Not only Friday night, but also Shabbos morning. According to Rashi, it makes sense to me. There is no issue on Friday. Rashi L'Shitoso. That the issue is what? No. Merdekim Avash doesn't apply on Friday, even cook on Friday. Adka. But now let's take the Gemara a little bit further, Abosai. The Gemara is the following shayla. You'll see this over here, where the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Tadoi. It's about the eighth line of the daf. Lo shono de mishna elo sh'odan biyodo. Avol henichan agavei karka osu. Once you put the pot down on the floor, you can no longer do what we call hachazor. Why not? Why not? It's not called Achzor anymore. As Rashi explains, it's the Rashi, the third narrow line, Osir, Lahavzir, the Butla Le Hatmana de Esmol. That's Rashi has a peculiar sheet about Hatmana, which is only his. We would say Shehir de Esmol. Vahave Kematmin, or we would say Kenosein, L'chatchila. Rashi coined a new phrase. You're putting it on l'chatchila. And Rashi says, butla, the original status. Butla. And therefore, from now on, it's no longer called hachzara. It's called hanocha l'chatchila. That's the phrase which we would like to use. Hanocha l'chatchila. As a matter of fact, take a look in the Mishnah Brura, Rabosai, Sif Katan Nun Hey. Okay. That is page 39, Rabosai. 39. What the Shulchan Aruch says, Rabosai, it's the world's famous din. Actually, it's a Ramah. It says, Kirashi Grufuk Tumah, the Machabe says. Then and only then. You like this in Shmira Shabbos, you like this in grade school probably, the five conditions. Right? That's the older biyodo, da'atol achas, based on the Gemara, namel chesed and if not, what's that called? Zot mishtabrua nun hey. If you put it down on the floor, then what happens? It's underlined. The batala hashehiya rishona, based upon the Rashi. Batala v'shuv k'shemachzir manicha al gabi akira habile. We call it kenosim lechatchila. What did he call it? Kemoshiv lechatchila gabi akira b'shabbos. V'chacham lo etiru al achzara avlo lahoshiv lechatchila. Even if it's fully cooked. Had kan the Mishnah Brura. And what's the reason for all this? Pray tell. Why? The last four words, Nire kimevashel lechatchila b'Shabbos. Who said this reason? Memches Ran. Nothing new that the Ran gave this reason, because the Ran is the one who said that even hachzara b'Shabbos, he took it off and put it right back again. What's the reason for that according to the Ran? Oh, you just learned what's the reason for hachzara? So if hachzara is mevzik and mevashel, you better believe it. You put it in the refrigerator and put it back on again. It's mevzik and mevashel. That makes perfect sense. What they're quoting from the Ram. The biggest shaila is a critical shaila. What about according to Tosfos? This is a critical question on both sides. Tosfos learns that the issur of hachzara is not nirik and mevashel. No, it's rather what we saw in the Sharatim. What? No, at the time what? Now I want to know, I'm asking you a question. What's the reason for the Isra of Hanocha Lechatchila? Is it also Shem Yechate? But is it a...
The point of it is best explained
because
it got cold. Certainly,
if it was
in the refrigerator, it got cold.
Absolutely. According to the Sharat Tzion, it's a Vada Nirek and Mevashah, not even a question. But the question is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, I'll explain to why I'll slug up your Kavach Chomer in half a second. The fire is covered. There's butli up your kavachomer. In your case, the fire was uncovered. That's why Shem Yechad the Begacholim. You want to say a chiddush nifla v'neira that we're afraid of Shem Yechad the Begacholim, even if the fire is covered? That's right. You are correct. I believe that Tosfos holds like you. I hold that Tosfos holds like you. That you'll do anything for the child, including uncovering the fire, taking off the blech, and stoking the coals. Where do I get it from? Tosfos Rabosai. Lamed Ches Amid Beis. That was page 3. Page 3. Take a look. Look at page 3. Look at page 3. Pina Mimechem Lamechem. It's the last five words of the Sugya. Before the next Mishnah. Pina Mimechem Lamechem Mao Teku. An unresolved question, which, by the way, very interesting. The Machlokas, the Mishnah Brua, the Mogan of Rome, and a Pasuk. Which is very unusual in these areas. But, kachal, okay. What do you mean, pina mimechem lamechem? Very simple. I take something off flame number one, and I now want to put it on flame number two. Right? What's the halacha? Right. Rashi explains. Pina mimechem lamechem ma'u, mi havi kimat min lechatchila, vi osu lahachzira in the kira, olo. What does that mean? I said it wrong. From pot number one to pot number two. What does that mean? I have a kettle on the fire, so I can put it right back again, right? It's a covered fire, no problem. What I do, I took the kettle, that's a humongous kettle, it's huge, because I have to have so many cups of tea for Friday night. Sure. So say, pour 20 cups of tea. It's kind of, you need strength to pick it up. Take up so much room on the fire. And this huge kettle. And I pour out 20 cups of tea. And what's left in it? 4 cups. I have no company for Shabbos lunch. Just me and my wife, you know. So now, I'll put back this 25, this 30 cup kettle to 4 little cups. I'll do something. I have a little tea. Small, the bachadika, small. They'll pour the remaining 4 or 5 cups from the 30 cup kettle that we left over into the small little one, very convenient, very handy, very nice, and put it back to the left. Mutar arasa, teku. It's called pina mimecha lamecha. What's the Shadrach Rashi explained? Did you undo the original shihiyo, he calls that atmana, or did you not? Yes.
Is that the same shaila as emptying out a cup of hot water from an urn and pouring it into a crock pot?
That's the same shaila. Yes. Well, that's correct. That's exactly pina mimecha lamecha. Bid the yugzeh. Okay, it's unresolved. Machlokes Moshe Bruin Morgan Avraham. Now, says Tosfos. Oh, take a look over here in Tosfos, underlined. Right, what's Tosfos say? This is Rabbeinu Tamas speaking. Rabbeinu Tamas is the number one Shem Yechata man. He says Shehiyah, of course, a Shem Yechata. Havzaras Rabbeinu Tamas, Shem Yechata. Hanoch on the covered fire, go Rabbeinu Tamas again, Shem Yechata. 3 for 3, says Rabbeinu Tamas. That's it. That's the only reason the Shem Yechata. Take a look over here. Omer Ben Atam. Yeah. So if it's in the same kettle, or Asi Lachtuye, Al Vemecham Acher Shukar, Asi Lachtuye. You see the whole shayla over here in Achzara on a covered fire, and it's Bat Lashir Rishon and Anachal Chatchila. Is what Shema Yechata Begachol. Before it's black on white in the Tosis. Black on white. You can't argue. This is Tosis sheet. Alright. That's a sheet, Rabbeinu Tam. All the way with Shema Yechata B'Gechol. That's it. That's the one and only reason for all these Yisurim. However, on page 16, you see the Tosis of Rosh Hashanah. Page 16. Tosis usually copies Tosis verbatim. But over here, there's a change. Take a look, the very first paragraph of the page. The very top of the right column. What does it say? Aval Hacha. Shemach zero lechira chama mi boile ihavi kama menicha gabe karka venistalka shihir rishona vahavi kama shihir chadash. Oh, very nice. And here the last 2 words. What are the last 2 words? What are the 2 words? No? Ubashil b'shabes. Cooking chas v'shal. Cooking? Fully cooked. What does he mean? Nirekim b'vashal. So the rush b'pshuto holds like Tosfos that the reason for what? For Hachzara is Shema Yechata B'Gecholim. But when it comes to Hanocha L'Chadchila, the reason is Merzik and Mevasha. Who says this way as well? I believe the Balamor holds this way. Let's take a look at the Balamor. What was it? Page 9 was the first run. Page 9, I think it was. See, page 9. Last 2 lines. Excuse me, the first 2 lines on the Balamor, page 30, page 9 on the bottom. Tchilas kol dovat atzorach ladat shekol ha-mishnayet ha-shnuyas v'chol ha-shvuas ha-hamuras aleim b'gemora ein b'hem shum ha-tmon ha-klal against Rashi. V'ein tama something b'inan b'inan hazeh v'shum d'komosif havlok v'ash ha-pirish Rashi. That's wrong. V'kan is no ha-tmona. The call shana machmirim va osrim bo. Bein betanir, bein bekira, beinyan, something like that. Eino ella, missing some words, it's chopped off. Eino ella mishim gzeira, shema yechata begecholim. Bingo. The Balamor says their only reason for our Mishnah in this Gemara is only what? Shema yechata begecholim. That's as far as the Mishnah is concerned. The Yisra Shehiyah, the Yisra Hachzara. But what about the Yisra Hanocha L'Chadchila? Take a look on page 11. 11, Rabosai. 11. Underlines here the Balamor, the last narrow line. V'dinei chazaras ha'tashol mafurash b'megmorah shemutter b'odan b'yodo. V'minicham agave karka osir. Why? Why? Mishum shenira kemavasha l'chadchila b'shabbos. So the Torah Sirosh and the Balamor split. So let's chazar again. Rabbi Natan, the three surahs we spoke about today. Three. What are the three? Shehiya, Hachzara, Hanachal Chatzila. Shehiya is certainly Shem Yechata. Hachzara is a machlokes. Rabbi Natan says Shem Yechata, and the Rashi and the Ran say Shem Yechata. What about Hanachal Chatzila? Rabbi Natan sticks with what? Shem Yechata, but his coalition starts to fall apart because his allies. Who are his allies in Shem Yechata? The Balamor is his ally. The Rosh is his ally. They part company with him when it comes to Nachal Chatzila. They say, what do you mean? The fire is covered. It must be a Mechzikim Mevashel. It's not a Shem Yechata. Rabbi Natan said, no, what won't you do for the child? He'll take away the blech and he'll be Mechata. Sure. Rabbosai, we just finished part two of the Shiur. Good so far? This is fundamental. All the pratim we'll be discussing in the upcoming weeks are based upon these fundamentals. Okay. Yes?
You explained the last what exactly is that?
That's chazar again. The last thing I said was that Rabbeinu Tam says all the Yisurim in our sugyas, Shehiya, Hachzara, and Hanocha Lechatchila. That's chazar again what they mean. Shehiya means to put it on the fire, an open fire on Friday. Hachzara means to put it on an open fire on Shabbos. Hanacha means you put it on a covered fire. That's what these words mean, but that's what we're talking about. Hanacha means if you put it even on a covered fire, it's prohibited, as per the Sugya Lamed Chesed Mem Beis. Because Shehiya on Friday is also Shem Yechata B'Gachol. There's no Nerek Mevashel on Friday. Hachzara, where you're putting it back on an open fire on Shabbos, according to the opinion of Rashi and Iran, it's what? Nerek Mevashel. According to the Rabbi and the Tam and the Balamor and the Tosis and the Rosh, presumably, it's Shem Yechata Begacholim because it's Tanim. Okay, and after all, the fire is open. So maybe Mechata. What about if the fire is covered? That's called Nachal Chatchila. So Rabbi and the Tam insists it's still Shem Yechata. They remove the blech and the Mechata. And the Rosh and the Balamor, they are, come on, give me a break. I'm not going to go that far. So here it's an Easter of what? Nirekim Mevasha. Because after all, you put it down on the floor, you put it in the fridge, and then it's more direct to Mavash, and the pulse, you just put it back down again. Adkan, any questions, ask them now. Good.
Wait, just one more.
Yeah.
The clarification, Yitzhak Chazara includes putting it from a refrigerator on an open fire, and also returning it from an open fire, taking it off and putting it back on. That's all called Chazara, even though the word Chazara means return. But the Dagesh Chazak here is that if you have an open flame, you can't put anything on an open flame on Shabbos, either anew, and even if it was already on the flame.
See, that's why the terminology is somewhat, I want to make it clear what I'm saying over here. When we use the word Chazara, what we mean is someone took something off a fire, and he had it in his hand, and he had him out to put it back. That's called Chazara. That's the Gemara says Nachlamet Chesed the days. If you put it down, we call that what? Bot Lashir Rishona. We'll call that Hanocha Lechatchila. But of course, what Rabbi Haver is saying is that Hanocha Lechatchila is more chomer than Hachzara. Any Yisur of Hachzara by definition will apply to Hanocha Lechatchila case. But maybe even additionally Yisur will apply. Even if the fire is covered, still going to be a problem. That's the essence of the Sugya, Lamed Chesed Mid Beis. And the question is why? Why those extra Yisur? So either it's Nirek of Avasho, or what? Shem Yechat, as Rabbi Natan said. Adka. Yes?
I'm not sure I understand. Why is Hanacha more severe than...
Than Hachzara? Very simple. Hachzara means I take it off the old-fashioned days. I had a kettle for the days of urns. I have a kettle on the fire. I take it off, pour a cup of tea, put it right back on again. Well, God, that doesn't look so much... Like, let the Nirek of Avashal or Shem Yechad, I just took it and put it right back on again. If I put it on the floor, or I forgot about it, I put it down, now it's like I'm starting from scratch. It's much more of a Nirek of Avashal. And it cools out even much more, so you may even have to remove the blech to stoke the coals. Those are the reasons. Okay?
It's the cooling or it's the Nirek? Or both.
That's the machlokes. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's the cooling. It's a greater shem yichad that even remove the blech. And according to the Rosh and the Balamor, it's a greater nira because it wasn't in your hand. Clear?
Yeah.
Good. Any questions? Again.
What's
a machlokes? Mechel. It's a machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham. You have to ask a local Orthodox rabbi.
Oh, that's.
Wait, is there a consensus over here on this question?
The Kitzur books out there are made.
That's a funny thing. I don't understand this. Kitzur books are machmer on everything under the sun except for this. They're no cooler than Kitzur books about anything. Why do they make on the Shabbat?
There's even a crossover in the fourth book on Kashrus. There's a footnote in the Kashrus angle, but they assume that some of them things are healthy Shabbat
things. So why, Rabbi Haber, would you explain it to me? It goes against the sociology of our times. The Mishnah Berurah's maker. Why did the Mishnah Berurah even mention the Magen Avraham? That's a bigger kasha. I think this is a story should be written about this.
Rabbi Ford goes to Rabbi Yosef.
That's what.
Yeah, he was dealing with the
Zaya
issue.
I understand. I find this amazing. And people are making against an offer in the Magen Avraham. Is the Magen Avraham Machmer the Farish? That's my recollection. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe my recollection is wrong. Okay. We'll try to answer, look a little more up next week if I remember. But okay. So here's the answer. Rabbi Yoshua is maker. Finished. End. Okay. Rabbi Isaac. Oh. Apparently. I haven't seen the book. Okay. Fine. Let's take a look in the Mishnah Berurah now. Sifkaton Ayin Beis. Okay, Sifkaton Ayin Beis. It's page 40. Sifkaton Ayin Beis. Remember, it is the Chum of Tosis, Tosin in the Rush. And you may not, there's an Easter of Achzor, not only on Shabbos proper, but also the last half hour or so before Shabbos. In Mustamach Kolkach, Hainu, says the Mishnah Berurah, Afilu hu kodem shkia sachama, Eivizvan, Dina Kamar b'Shabbos. Zok Mishnah Berurah, Vahainu rak linyan dibi'ina grufa k'tuma, kimo b'Shabbos. That means there has to be a covered fire. Aval inyan daito laharzir v'shlo yanichem agabe kaka lo be'inan bazeh. Whoa, what a very, 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 very important line over here. Abosak, now we are smarter than we were at the beginning of the Shia. You know that there were three surah. The Shehiya, it's Hachzara, and it's Hanocha l'chatchila. And there were some who said that Hachzara on an open fire is prohibited the last half hour before Shabbos. Does anybody say that Hanocha Lechatchila on a covered fire is also the last few minutes before Shabbos? Yes or no? Says the Mishnah Berurah, no. Quotes the Gro. And I have a Shiloh, I have a very serious Shiloh to ask you, Rabbi Ozai. He says, B'shem HaRosh. Did I hear the word Rosh? What was the Rosh's explanation for the Easter in late Friday afternoon? Don't do A Friday afternoon, lest you do A on Shabbos. So why does the Rosh presumably be matir? Hanocha lechatchila. The last half hour of Friday, he should have asked it. Don't do Hanocha lechatchila the last half hour of Friday, lest you do Hanocha lechatchila on Shabbos. That was that possibility that we spoke of before, which we haven't spoken about until right now. Right, we said according to the Rosh, the Lechor, we could have said the Easter on Friday, on Shabbos rather, is Merzikim Mevashel. Apal Pikein is also on Friday. Don't do Merzikim Mevashel on Friday, let's do Merzikim Mevashel on Shabbos. Well, apparently the Rosh didn't hold that way. Because the Rosh didn't say that the Easter of Anachal Lechatchil, which is Merzik, on Friday, Otu Shabbos. Otu Hanachal B'Shabbos. Why not? So here I'm going to give you my Lumdus, gentlemen. Listen carefully, my lumbus over here. This is my lumbus. The Rosh was very careful in his expression that we spoke about. Kula chada Gzeirahi. Remember that? We read it before in Simon Beis. You forgot the Lashon, right? Want to see it again? I'll look at it again. Okay. If you forgot, we'll look again. Where's the rush? Page 6. Look again. Review. Rabosa. Got to see it again. Page 6. Look what it says. He says as follows. Kodeh Beis Shammai is the problem of Guf Ketuma, even Yibod Yom. So too for us is the problem of Lahachzi, which means on an open fire. If it's fully cooked, it's Atu Shabbos. And here he is on the fifth line. V'kula chodek zeirahi. Both sides have a very big lumbus for you. The only time the Rosh says kula chodek zeirahi is if the Easter on Shabbos is zeirahi. This is already a lumbus shavart. If the Easter on Shabbos is zeirahi, then we can answer it for the same reason on Friday or to Shabbos and call it Kula Chada Gzeirahi. But what will happen if the Isser on Shabbos is not a Gzeirah? What does the word Gzeirah mean? Don't do it lest. Shemi Chata V'Gachol. See, here's my Lamed Shavart. Whatever is Asser on Shabbos, because of Shemi Chata V'Gacholim, then you can have a Gzeirah Friday or to Shabbos. Not otu shemi chata be Shabbos. Otu A on Shabbos. As long as A itself is otu shemi chata, we can ask A on Friday as well. The Rosh Lashitoso, like Tosfos, that the Isser of what? Of Hachzorah on Shabbos is shemi chata be Gecholim. So we can therefore say that the Isser of Hachzorah late Friday afternoon is also, for the same reason, Kula Chodek Zeri. But listen to what I'm saying, I love that. But the Rosh Lashitoso again. At the rush hold that the Easter of Hanacha lechatchila on of covered fire, Tosfos a rush. It's why, not because of chata, but ubashel b'shabbes. It's what? It's nirekem avashel. So even though theoretically they could have acted an action on Friday of nirekem avashel, otu a nirekem avashel on Shabbos, lo matzinu came. You couldn't say about that kula chod gzeirahi, because nirekem avashel is not a gzeirah. It's a takana. It's an iser. It's not a gzeirah. Gzeirah means this otu that. Nirekim Avash is not otu bishul. It just looks like cooking. So because it's not a gzeira, you don't say kulachot a gzeirahi. You with me? That's already a bit of a love the shavart. Okay. This being the case, Rabosai, just to review again what we've said until now. According to the Vilna Gaon and the Mishnah Brura, it comes out that Hachzara is Aser, why? Shem Yechata V'Gecholim. Hanocha lechatchil is also why nirekim avashel. That seems to be the psak of the Mishnah Brura and the Gra. The Mishnah Brura in Lamed Zayin said nirekim avashel. That Mishnah Brura, Rabosai, was explaining Shitas HaMechaber. I'm now ready to give you my most important thesis of this entire discussion. Starting this week and continuing into next week. Oh, which is that the Machaber and the Ramah are fighting over this very point. Consistently. The Machaber holds Hachzorah is also because of Nirek and Mavasha. Not surprisingly, he passes like the Ran. It's called the Svardish Pesach. The Ramah, following the Bali HaTosfos, the Rabbi Natan, would hold, it's not so explicit, that's my little bit of Achilles heel by me, not explicit, would hold, the Yisr is Shem Yechata B'Gachol. So the Mishnah, the first part is explicit in the topic which we'll have to discuss next week, but you can see at least an early preview, with the Mechabed Beferish in Simon Reish and Gimel Sif Hei, that the Yisr of Hachzara is because of Nirekim Avashel, and therefore whenever it's not Nirekim Avashel, it's going to be Mutter. Take a look over here. This is going to be next week's topic. So take a look on page What's on top? It says 46, and the bottom it says, I'm not sure what it says on the bottom here, 42. Okay, page 42. Sifhei, the Mechaber says, Mutter loses al pikderes chana de Shabbos, tafshel shen esbashim erev Shabbos kol tzoyim. There's a famous head of kdera gabi kdera. Why? Why? What happened to the Easter of Hachazara? What's going on over here? Says the Mechaber, quoted from the Ran, the Rashba, Fisha ein derech bishulo bekach. There it is. If it's ein derech bishulo bekach, it's mutter. This indicates clear as day that what's the nature of the Easter of what? Of Hachzara, Derech Bishul, and Derech Mevashel. Okay? The Ramah, the way I understand him, based upon that he suggests Xeria of Friday after Shabbos, Kulachot Xeria, as the Mishnah Berurah quoted from the Rush, has to hold that the nature of the Isser of Hachzara is Shemi Echata Bekacholim. That's why the Ramah earlier quoted the Yesh Amrim as an Isser on Friday. The Mechabuk wouldn't dream of an Isser on Friday. Forget about it. Even though according to the Rosh, it's theoretically possible, up to Hanukkah v'Shabbos, no. We never found such a gzeir. That's Ms. Farish and Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot, Nayan Beis. I have one more topic to discuss for today, and the Mishnah next week will start with this Sifhei, with the Kedera Gabi Kedera. And that topic is, what about a Goy? A Goy. So right over here, the Ramah says, the same page, page 42, open and look and see what it says. The last two lines in the Ramah. B'chol advarim sha'osu la'asos mitvarim elu osu loma la'enu Yehudi la'asos. Finished. Everything is awesome. Says the Biur Halacha. Says the Biur Halacha as follows. Biur Halacha says, according to Prima God, he says, Kosav, Sukkot Lamed Ches Kosav, the Kaim and the Kaimel and the Shvus, the Tzorach Shabbos, Shara Lechatchila, Uvedava Yavesh, Ein Barak Shvus, the Chazara, Efsha the Hamekel Bezer, the Ein Yehudi, Ein Goarin Bo. Wow. Shvus to Shvus, the Mokom, Sorech Shabbos, sure, the big mitzvah. Right? Sure? Presumably we're telling him to do Shehiyah or Hachzara. Those are the two Yisroel which are found in Shas. Okay. You tell a guy to do those things, the Prima Gadim suggests that it's permissible. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it. Why not? Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Biur Halacha, and he quotes the Marit, okay, he tells the guy to do it even the Chatchila. Uvesimen Zeh, continues the Biur Halacha, next to the last line, Mashma Mikama Poskim, Dein Sovrim came. So he tells him, look at the Mogan Avram. What's Kama Poskim? Didn't the Ramah say that? Didn't Ramah just get through saying that? Chalat Varam Sha'osu Lassos Bidvaram Elu, Osu Loma Leinu Du Lassos? Or maybe don't talk about the case where it's not a Tzorach Shabbos. Very strange, this expression, Kama Poskim, is there some far-flung Poskim? The Ramah seems to go that way. Of course, the question is, why? What's wrong with the heter of Shvus to Shvus for Mokom Mitzvah? What's wrong? Seems to me, Rabbi Osai, that the Ramah is l'shitoso, that the Isser of Hachzara b'Shabbos is Shema Yechata b'Gecholim. There's no heter of Shvus to Shvus by something which is also Mishum Gzeira. Why? For a very simple reason. The Goy will put the pot on the fire, and guess who's going to be Mechata b'Gecholim? The Yid. Shvus to Shvus is if what you're doing is an intrinsic prohibition, only on a rabbinical level. So the guy does it, mutter b'makom mitzvah. But a prohibition which is also, because you may do something else, who cares if the guy did it? The guy will put on the fire, and I'll be mechata b'gacholim, I give a mushel. I think Rabbi Shech Tashlita has this mushel maybe, in the Sefer Eretz Tzvi. Simin Vov. And the Chazon Ish has also about this in his Sefer, Simin Lama Zayin, Sefer Kotten Chaf Aleph. What will happen? You're having a Sheva Brachos. and instead you want to bring in a goyish band to play the shavuos. Now for goyish, goyish to play music, if I play music, it's an issa what? The rabbanon shvus to shvus malka mitzvah. What do you say? There was someone who wanted to be maker. No way. Why not? Why can't you play music? Why? Shema Yitakin Kleshir. The goy will play the music, his guitar string will break, and I'll fix it. So to Avir. The goy will put the thing on the fire, and I'll be Mechata Begacholim. So Ramallah Shitoso can't possibly accept any coolers when it comes to what? Shvus to Shvus with respect to HaChazorah. The Prima Gadim will suggest that it's Mutter, presumably, as being Mekel, and maybe the reason for HaChazorah is. What? Then I can see it. Welcome, Tzorach Gadol. I can see it. The Chazanish one is further. Then what happens if a monkey, this is Lashon, this is a story, a monkey took a pot and put it on the fire on Shabbos. The Chazanish is required to remove it. What's the Easter of Hachzor? Hachzor is not an Easter Meiser, to use the Yeshivish terms. It's an Easter Matzav. The state of Achzor is not allowed. Like if the monkey created that state, so how's that goy going to help? That's what he says. Chazanish, you cannot accept any heter of shvus to shvus. Oh, that's very good. Now it seems to me, yes.
Wait, so shvus to shvus, a malchum mitzvah doesn't work good when it's for gezeira. How is this different than the case of climbing a tree to get a shofar? Where that's also gezeira. To climb a tree is a gezeira, but we were not there. A guy climbing a tree to get a shofar for Rosh Hashanah?
It's a very good question. It's an excellent question. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos. Have a regular Mishnah Berurah here? Don't have one here. The Mishnah Berurah, I believe, says, the Mechaba, I think, says, quoted from the Rambam, that climbing a tree is usur, and even if it means you have no shofar, too bad. But if the guy will climb a tree, it's mutter. The question
is,
what?
Once you get the shofar,
no, I thought it's a different reason. Because there, the Easter is Shema Yiktof, Paris. If the guy is climbing on the tree, I can't be counting the Paris. It's a little bit of a chiddush, but it's not. Yeah. It depends on every case, every example has to be treated individually. But if he can do the thing, and I'll do the Easter, he'll play in his instrument and I'll fix it. He'll put it on the fire and I'll stoke it. That's when they ask him. Can they really? It's a very good question. I think my answer will be a good answer. Oh, Rabbi Haber? I think so. That's a very good question. For a while, for a second, I was really taken aback. I think that's a possible answer. Oh. Rabbi, I want to suggest a kula, not necessarily a chalam ma'isa, but at least a limud schus of what goes on in certain places. A limud schus. A limud schus. A limud schus. Rabbi, remember the Ramos Machmir, whatever you can't do, a guy can't do for you. That's it. Finished. What happens, Rabosai, about Kira Grufa Ktuma? Kira Grufa Ktuma. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in brackets. Brackets. Okay? In brackets. Is Gambig Rufa Osir Shenistane Lagamri, the Havez Lokemoshiv Lechatchila. You cannot ask a guy, that's the context over here, to put a cold piece of kugel on a covered fire with a blech, because that's, I can't do it because Moshiv Lechatchila, nor can I ask a guy to do it either. Lefiani is Daif. This is certainly true, Kondra Ben Atan. So when the Tam learns that he is the Moshe Lechatchila, that's why Shem Yichata Begacholim. He'll put it on, and I'll stoke with the coals underneath the blech. But according to the rest of we pass in La Halacha. Not like Rabbeinu Tam in this regard. We pass in the Easter of Hanokha Lechatchila on a covered fire. Why? Nirek and Mevashel, is it sad to say, B'shas Atchak, through a goy, is Mutra Shvus to Shvus of Mokha Mitzvah. I don't like when caterers do it every single Shabbos. I don't want you to misinterpret my words, because the Mishnah Berurah seems to ask it over here. Nonetheless, it seems to me that there is some grounds. I'm not relying upon the Ma'arit, who's mat even hachzar at an open fire, al shvus shvus. That not that we're going to reject because that's a gzera. It's according to Rama. Shem yichata begechol. But putting it back from the fridge on a covered fire is some room for leniency. I'm closing the shiur with one final comment. Next week, shiur is giving given at 12:30. I have to catch a plane. Okay, please tell everyone who's not here, put them on emails. 12:30 to 1:30, mitzvah Hashem, next Thursday. Okay? Hope everyone can make it. If not, send the tape.
Right? So then, well, it's automatic for stress too.